Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio X. We are at the NABO Phoenix Women with Vision Conference. I'm Jacqueline Destrumps, host of 3C Amplified and founder of Another Hand Advantage. And I'm now joined by Felicia Davis of Joyful Transformations. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Thank you for sitting down with us today. I really would like to know, just because the name is amazing and has to be something awesome, Joyful Transformations, what do you do?
Yes, Joyful Transformations is a boutique leadership development and training company for women. And really what we do is we help women position themselves for more visibility, more impact, more influence, so in the end they can make more income.
Great. So what does that look like then when you sit down to work with a new client? What does that process look like?
Well, the first thing we're wanting to understand is where they are, what, you know, and where they want to go, so that we can really understand what that gap is. And then what we do is while we have a signature framework, we build that framework and customize it around what they need. And so the three pillars that we really work within are vision, voice, and visibility, because we feel that once you really master yourself in those three areas, whatever ascension looks like for you will never be a problem.
And I think the visibility part of that is really key, because a lot of times I feel like people know what their vision is and how they want to deploy that for it. But then when it comes to the visibility, they really have a hard time with getting themselves out there.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, today we were really talking about how to really, for women to really reclaim their power to lead, and really dealing with what's known as the imposter syndrome. And that's really one of the things that really kind of cuts people off at the knees when it comes to really being visible and vocal in a way that's really going to have a sustainable impact.
Exactly, because I think a lot of times, especially as women, we look at the marketplace and go, oh, shoot, there's already somebody doing what I do. So who's going to listen to me? And really, you know, I would think then your focus would be on what's unique about what they have to say. Sure, there might be somebody else out there, but what's unique about what they have to say, and kind of what's their special gift for getting that information out to who needs it?
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that where we really help women position themselves differently, oftentimes we really think that our biggest threat is our competitor. But our biggest threat is really helping people wake up out of their comfort zones. And so we really help them focus on their target and how they can wake people up out of their comfort zones, so that then they can listen to them.
So why is it important for you today to be here at the NABO conference? What are you really hoping to get out of this conference? And what are you hoping that the audience gets out of being at the conference today?
Well, I'm really here to, one, take in what's being shared, but also to give from the perspective of women are what I call the silver bullet to making things go gangbusters. And so I really want women to understand that their voices matter, that their opinions matter, that their visibility matter, and it's all required, and to step boldly in it so that they can become leaders of impact, influence, and change.
Anything in particular yet that, I know we're still early in the day here at the conference, but anything in particular that you've already felt like you're going to take away from the conference?
Yeah, the panel this morning was really, really very, very enlightening, very, very educational in terms of how to really get more active in from a political perspective, really how to educate ourselves, really how to have our voice be a part of that conversation. And so I'm taking some nuggets away from that I'm actually going to go and put into place myself.
Any tips for women? We come to these conferences and we hear all this great information and we get so powered up and we've got some really exciting ideas. And then we walk out to our cars and begin the journey home. We might sit in traffic. What do you say are some important next steps for those people to really realize what they've learned here today and take action on that?
Yeah, well, one of the things that I always tell people to do before they go to any event is to stalk the event, to stalk the speakers, to stalk the guest experts, so that they come into the event with a clear plan around who they want to connect with. And then once they've done that, and whether they've done that or not, take what they've gathered from the conference, and then lay that against their own goals. Because, you know, it's impossible to do everything, but if you really align something from the conference with their own goals, those and then go activate, that's going to be the most powerful thing that they can do.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Felicia. If people are wanting to reach out to you and work with you through Joyful Transformations, what's the best way for them to get that information and to get in touch with you?
Yes, they can go to Felicia R, like the color red, Davis.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much and enjoy the rest of the day and the rest of this conference. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio X. Thank you so much for joining us at the NABO Phoenix Women with Vision Conference. Until next time, have a fantastic day.